Small electric utilities around Vermont are concerned their customers will face higher bills to pay for a boom in solar projects around the state. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the utilities have complained to regulators about the high subsidies they have to pay for the power.
Hardwick Electric serves 4,300 customers in north central Vermont. General Manager Mike Sullivan is a 30-year veteran of the utility industry. He says his utility feels the impact of a surge in solar projects that qualify for a program known as net metering.
We want to serve our customers as best as we can and give them quality, reliable power for the lowest price we can. And net metering doesn't really help us accomplish that mission.
Under Vermont's net metering program, a utility essentially has to buy the output of the project at above market rates, although the amount varies depending on size and location. Sullivan says that for larger projects, Hardwick Electric credits that power at about 17 cents a kilowatt hour. He says that's twice the cost of power from a solar project that Hardwick Electric is developing on its own.
It's right here in our grid, made locally, and it saves all our ratepayers money instead of driving all our ratepayers' expenses higher for power, which is what net metering does because it's so heavily subsidized.
Sullivan was one of several utility executives who spoke to the state's Public Utility Commission last month about a number of financial and regulatory challenges they face, including the high cost of net metering. The Public Utility Commission this spring lowered the rates for various net metered projects, but utility executives say the new rates had the unintended consequence of triggering a land rush of sorts for solar projects.
We saw a real push just before the new rules came into effect with people trying to apply to get in under the wire.
Ken Nolan is the general manager of the Vermont Public Power Supply Authority, which represents the state's 12 small publicly owned utilities. Nolan says the boom includes home-sized projects, but utilities also saw a surge in proposals for much larger 500-kilowatt projects where developers pool people together to benefit from the net metering program.
We had a couple of developers that seemed to go around and lock up land or option land in each of our member territories and get applications filed so that they had 500 kW projects grandfathered under the old rules.
Nolan says for smaller utilities, the subsidies required for a single large net metering project could lead to a 1 to 2% rate increase for all other customers. But while utilities complain about the cost of these projects, solar energy companies and their advocates say the state needs to do more to promote renewable energy development. They say the projects create local jobs and are needed to help meet the state's greenhouse gas reduction goals. James Moore is president of Sun Common, and he points to a recent report his company commissioned that says solar energy helped all ratepayers save money during the recent July heat wave.
These relatively small number of homes and businesses really producing kind of 2%, 3% of the region's electricity decreased electricity costs by 14% for all ratepayers during that week. It was $20 million for ratepayers across New England.
The savings happen because when the weather gets hot, demand for electricity soars as homes and businesses turn on air conditioners. But solar power is also at peak production during those hot days, and it replaces the demand for more expensive and dirtier electricity.
So what we need to do is figure out how do we maximize those kind of savings and do more of that and make sure that all of our utilities are actually accounting, doing their correct accounting on both sides of the ledger.
Before he got into the solar business, Moore pushed for renewable energy incentives as a statehouse lobbyist for the Vermont Public Interest Research Group. But the lead lawmaker who steered many of those programs through the legislature says he now regrets some of his work.
We made a couple of mistakes, and I take responsibility for it.
Tony Klein represented East Montpelier in the State House and for years was the powerful chairman of the House Natural Resources and Energy Committee.
This is not what we envisioned. We should not be bringing our utilities, our smaller utilities, to the brink of bankruptcy, if that's what it's going to be.
Klein now believes the legislature should not have allowed the projects to expand in size much beyond those used by homes or businesses. And he says lawmakers should have left it up to regulators to set the rates.
The second thing that we really did wrong was what jump-started solar and solar net metering was when we created the premium price that net metering would be paid above and beyond the retail price. 6 cent adder. We put it into statute instead of the realm of rulemaking.
Klein says that as the cost of producing solar electricity has declined, the law should allow for more periodic review of the program to protect utility customers. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.